Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 743, up 9. July, 740.5, up 10.5. Soft May wheat, 676.5, down 7.5. July, 680.5, down 7.75. May corn, 483.75, down 4.75. December, 481.75, down 2.5. May soybeans, 1385, down 2. November, 1173.5, down 2.75. May soybean meal, 437.30, up 80 cents. May soybean oil, 42.95, down 47. April live cattle, 143.20, down 67.5. March feeders, 173.65, down 32.5. April lean hogs, 117.12.5, and they are up 1.20. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
It's been a market in the soybeans that have decidedly turned sideways in the last week and a half or so of trading sessions with about a 30-cent range. What do you make of the market?
Well, I suppose you'd probably want to call it your old crop beans have pretty well kind of turned to the downside. Mm-hmm. I mean, yesterday had a gap lower move and a sharply lower move. It did come back and close in mid range, and now today we're holding about steady in here, but. You've generated some sell signals in the old crop soybeans. Now, new crop beans have been able to benefit from the unwinding of the bull spread, which is long the old crop, short the new. And as they unwound that, you found more selling pressures in the old, and you had at least a little uplifting movement in the new. So November has turned kind of in a sideways mode here. And I think it's vulnerable to some downside corrective measures. But, we're kind of zeroing in on this March 31st report to see whether or not USDA finds bushels, loses bushels, finds acres or loses acres. And so I would say probably new crop soybeans are more in a consolidation phase here, waiting on some further information. But on the old crop front, export sales totals still remain above USDA's level. So that still does imply, a rationing or some major cancellations that are going to have to occur here over time. And we have seen China, cancel some South American sales. We've seen them kind of roll out of some old crop into new crop. So China's ports are pretty well plugged, so they can't hardly take any more beans. And, today's export sales number on soybeans, while it was more than what we could really afford to sell, it was only 4 million. So, compared to what we have kind of grown accustomed to, at least through the fall and winter months.
As we look at technical action on either lead month option may only or lead month all options, there's about between a 5 and 9 cent gap just below the marketplace on the charts. Is it crucial that we hold that gap if the bulls would like to see higher highs?
Now, what chart are you talking about?
Either lead month, all option, all months for the soybeans, or lead month option may only.
Well, if the bulls want to maintain the upside momentum, all of the upside gaps kind of need to be held, and they need to kind of close some of the gaps that are above them. When you look at the lead futures chart, we've got this gap that we left yesterday on beans, and that you kind of give the market 3 or 4 days to try to fill that gap. If not, you go in the direction of the gap from a trader's point of view, and that would be back to the downside. Now, one thing you have to kind of point out that soybeans are close to the point of breakout of the 96-cent channel that when we broke out of it there in the middle part of February, which is basically the, I'd say the 1360 area. And you can see last night's low with 1363. So we have kind of fallen back to the point of breakout. Now, if that breakout is valid, then old crop beans should find support in here and then take another run to the upside. But it's going to take a while here, I think, to kind of work off this overbought technical condition that we got ourselves in on beans after a solid, you know, February, early March rally that exceeded most people's expectations. So it's going to take a while, I think, to probably consolidate a little bit and work off that overbought condition.
Turn our attention to corn, December contract, composite daily. Since the decline we saw Friday and Monday, the contract has clawed its way back up and is actually made a high around 490 today.
Well, the bean chart, the December corn chart, depends on how we close, but if we would close lower today, that would be a sign of some bearish action because we did have a reversal down on Friday. That followed through there on Monday, Tuesday, down to this 474 area. The market then had a nice bounce back here to the 490-ish area. And we had a high, you know, we exceeded yesterday's high last night, and now we're trading lower. So that would be what I would call as a good solid test of resistance of the high. This would be an indication that the December corn futures at 493.75 might be an important high until we see a change in fundamentals, and that's not going to necessarily happen until we see what USDA tells us. But today's price action you would call pretty much bearish in the corn market the way it's acting right now.
So could you see then between now and the end of the month reports a downward test back to the 470 level?
Yes. The thing that I always worry about is when a market has a strong up month or a strong down month, and then the first few days of the next month, if it makes higher highs or lower lows and then runs out of steam, then the market is vulnerable to having a monthly reversal to the downside. There is no doubt about it, we are in that position here in both corn and soybeans, that would not spell well. And my guess is, you know, the market is going to liquidate somewhat going into that March 31st report. We'll see what USDA has to say and how we pull out of it. Or don't pull out of it. That'll be real important here to the spring price action.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter May wheat, 743.75 up 18. July, 738 up 8. Soft May wheat, 678.75 down 5. July, 682.5 down 5.75. May corn, 484.25 down 4.25. July, 488.25 down 3.75. December, 482 down 4.25. May soybeans, 1385.75 down 1.25. November, 1174.5 down 1.75. May soybean meal, 437.80 up 130. May soybean oil, 42.92 down 50. May lean hogs, 121.60 up 45. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.